No, he did.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He developed a neck problem, bulging disc, and so they removed part of the disc, which is a very non-invasive procedure. He's out of surgery in Chicago and heading back here, and he's doing well. I mean, it just some pain developed there. The MRIs just showed that there was a disc bulging some against the nerve, so they removed that, and he's doing well. And I think, in terms of other procedures he's had, I'd say this one probably was less invasive, than some that he has had.
Because he had something like that last year?
He did last year. Yeah, that was probably just the location of it made it a little bit more trickier. I think this was a pretty easy one where there's no fusion, there's no spinal fusion or anything. You clip the disc that's up against the nerve, and the pain's relieved, and recovery's pretty quick. So
in the midst of all this, does that worry you? You haven't seen him, you hadn't had him to work out and stuff, and all of a sudden you hear about something like this?
I mean, we didn't really hear about it. I mean, we definitely we were in contact and had conversations with the league that it was something that had developed, so we were able to have contact. Our doctor here, Dr. Horner, was involved, and then up in Chicago they did the surgery where they did the one before. So again, I'd say on some of the procedures that you do have, I guess no operation is a minor one unless it's on you or your franchise quarterback. Add a little caveat to that, but it went well, and I think it's one that that you can bounce back from pretty quickly.
When was the surgery?
Yesterday.
So the league allowed you special dispensation to communicate?
I wouldn't call it special. I just think the circumstances that were tied to when it happened, how it happened, following up on that sort of thing. He wasn't at our complex, but he was over at Dr. Horner's office, who we deal with, who's an outside doctor for us, not the team doctor, but a doctor we use. And then he went back to Chicago, where he had had the other neck procedure last year. So, but he's doing well, and you guys may have seen it on the Indy Star website, maybe mm-hmm.
So what's the recovery time?
Probably 6 to 8 weeks. I think, with Peyton, I think it's going to be more, try to get him a rest as much as you can, because quite frankly, you really feel good right away, because, the disc is off the nerve and the pain's gone, and, the incision and those things are very minor. So you kind of feel like, within 2 weeks, you feel like you can get up and get going. But I think, there's a little rehab there and that sort of thing. But assuming we'd have a full and regular season, I think he'd be, good to go for preseason games, is the way it stands.
Jim, you were talking earlier about July 4th as being the type of date that potentially, if this thing goes beyond that with a lockout, looking at possibly practices, training camp being affected, all that. Can you talk a little bit about that? Why July 4th, in your opinion, is that such an important time?
Well, I think it's very important, because I think that players, really have to realize I know as owners we realize is that when you talk about splitting up the pie, when you talk about those sort of things, that you miss those preseason games and even miss a game or two and get off started late in October 1st. I mean, you have lost significant dollars. I mean, I can't give you a number, probably, in excess of $1 billion, and I'm talking about big dollars. So I think you just don't want to have a myth. I think, the players, obviously need to know we want to get a deal, and that we need to have some urgency, because if we, get going after it, and like I said, you get a deal October 1st, you could have had July 15th. I mean, that's really unfortunate, because that money is not going to be made up again. And so, We have both equal interest, mutual interest of losing that, and certainly the fans want to see us get something done. Their interests are they lose patience and they want to see something done and get the season going on time. So I think we have a real realization here, sitting here in Indianapolis, and you know, the message really is, you know, let's get out of the courts and let's sit down and get something done. Because if anyone's telling you that the owners don't want to make a deal, then that's not accurate. You know, I know the group of owners and the owners that I've talked to, was virtually all of us. I think one thing that's a common line is 90% of the players, at least 90% of the owners or more, they want to get a deal. I mean, that I guarantee you that sentiment's there. They want to get a deal and get a long-term deal. And, so I think we have to push past that aspect of thinking that either side doesn't or whatever. I think getting something done sooner than later is essential. So having a full season and that sort of thing is something that you really want to have.
One more question on Manning. Was this injury related to the other surgery that he had, or was it something that developed on his own separate during
no,
the season?
It was non-related. You know, really, it's just something where, you know, it started to be aggravated. It could have been something, you know, that was there before, how these things are, you know, where you feel a little something, but then it kind of elevated to where, the disc was up against the nerve and there was real discomfort, pain, you know, and so the good news about the type of surgery is as soon as you come out of it, the pain's gone and you feel great, and that's the way he feels now coming out of it as soon as they were done. So,
was it something that like bothered him during the season, at the end of the season, and you just waited to see how we're progressing?
No, I don't think so. I think it's something where, you know, guys get a lot of aches and pains and you check it out, it's nothing serious, and you know, when this thing elevated to where that disc actually really came out and started bulging, you know, it could have been over several weeks of working out or some, you know, one sort of moment that it happened. But I think until recently, you know, when the pain really got in there and he was feeling it, there wasn't a need to really go forward. But once it was looked at, it was realized, you know, through steroidal medicine or whatever you give to get those things to, you know, come down, that wasn't going to work and that surgery was needed. And certainly, now is the time to do it at the end of May. You know.
Is it obvious this doesn't affect the contract?
No, it's not. I really, you know, it's honestly, he's had things that were tougher before. I mean, you know, that sort of thing. To be honest with you, I think this is one of those things that you can talk to, and if you're medical experts at the line, but I mean, really, when the disc is like that and you leave the rest of it in, it's not a fusion. You know, you're just taking a little bit of the disc out that's up against the nerve. That it's really, if it has no complications, which it didn't, it's really a surgery that goes well. So,
does this affect what you think about it long term at 35?
Oh, I don't think it doesn't affect the way I view it. I think he's got a great chance to play 5 years. I think he's such a tough guy. You know, he's one of the toughest guys I've been around, and I've seen a lot of guys through the last 40 years that are tough guys. But he's tough. He takes care of himself. He really, really works hard. And, I feel good about it. I think if anything, you know, we like to see, you know, his reps, how many times he throws and that sort of thing. You know, let the backup quarterback tell the new receivers what route to run and let them throw a little bit more versus him throwing his back. Because, you know, he's so motivated to really work with the guys. And it's like a baseball pitcher. Just as they get older, you want to limit just how many throws are that the arm's taking. So, we try to encourage that and continue to encourage it where you just want to see less throws. But I think, you know, again, this is something that is not going to affect the longevity of his career. It's not something where you have to fuse it and then there's an arthritic condition that's all of a sudden developed. It's not that at all. So.
You find yourself in a weird spot compared to other owners because you're hosting the Super Bowl here. Does it? Do you hear a lot from locals that are asking questions that are, you know, maybe that other owners wouldn't have to go?
Yeah, I, you know, to me, I really, when it comes to the labor thing, it doesn't even really cross my mind, because I think there's too much at stake for the league, and you're dealing with such a big issue that, you know, we've talked about the doomsday scenario that we would get another Super Bowl and all that sort of thing. But, I mean, that's not even something you think about. I really, you know, again, about us playing in it or about the labor aspect, that those things really do not come into mind. I think the thing you want to talk about is, you know, we're excited where you go through this difficult period, and it's a tough period, and people are tired of hearing about it, and the fans want it resolved. The fact that you get to host the Super Bowl, it's really exciting for our city because it gives us something to immediately get into and get focused on. So, you know, I think it's tough. You know, all our people have hung together here. They've been great. All the businesses, you know, the governor, the mayor, because, you know, having those two dates available too is tough, you know, because it's something where you want to play it on the original date if possible and all those sorts of things. But so it's not, it's such a big issue, the labor aspect. We just want to get a deal. But, you know, I think once we do, it's great having the Super Bowl because it gets our focus, which it already is, on you know, less than 9 months, we're getting ready for a game. We wish we could have this weather, but I think it'll be a little colder.
We probably won't be as bad as Dallas.
That's right. Well, and you guys want to play crooked stick during the Super Bowl, it's on me. Cards, golf fees,
because of
snowmobiles.
Hotel, because of hotel commitments, are you able only to push it back 1 week?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that 1 week flexibility to push it back, and then it's still tough. You know, it's a tough scenario for people. You know, it can be done, but it's costly. You know, so we want to try to avoid it, but you know, it's just that 1 week window. So,
thanks.
Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye, guys. Good to see you.